Vivian Johnson Corthis, AVCP's first female CEO, said at the end of Thursday's meeting she was overwhelmed but confident.
Today was pretty overwhelming, and I think the opportunity exists now to really take AVCP to the next step.
When asked how she would grow AVCP, she pointed to changes made in the bylaws that led to her appointment.
Well, I think the board of directors has created a path for the company, and my job is to help them do that.
Corthis grew up in the village of Amonoc and eventually attended Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. She is the first female president of a major tribal organization and also is the first to be hired, not elected. This came about when the executive board of AVCP asked delegates for control over the process, and in a three-quarters vote, it was granted. Mary Shear, vice president of the native village of Napaimute, approves of the change.
CEO really should be a hired position so that the executive board has oversight control and can manage the company through the CEO. So that in that aspect, it's a very positive move.
Shear agrees with her new CEO that this could be a new start for AVCP.
I think that this is a turn in history, a turn of the page in history, yes.
But not everyone agrees.
It's kind of a strange feeling.
Mike Williams, senior alternate delegate for the village of Akiak, didn't like the way the vote went down, though he does think that Corthis has strong credentials.
That's what we lost, is having that direct voice and involvement cut off from the rest of the member tribes.
In the months leading up to the meeting, AVCP's legal counsel, Liz Peterson, circulated a letter to tribes informing them of the proposed changes. Williams and others responded with their own letters calling the actions illegal under the bylaws. But that's not the view that prevailed in the vote, made in a closed meeting on Wednesday. The same group raised questions earlier this year about the state of AVCP's financial health, a topic that took up most of the first day's meeting. Questions about whether or not grant funds were spent in compliance with their rules went without explanation for some time. And during that time, former AVCP president Myra Nanning abruptly resigned. Regardless of the dissent, at this point, AVCP executive board appears to have received a nod from members to proceed with the recovery plan that it had laid out during the first day of the meeting. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.